Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our national and state economies continue to report positive numbers while the labor market continues to tighten. Could that shortage of workers derail the good times? We'll find out in a second, because in our studio we have Joey Von Nessen, who is an economics professor and a researcher at the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. Joey, welcome back.
Thank you, Mike. Always good to be here.
Let's talk about maybe some numbers first. We are still getting some good numbers.
Yes. So from a national and a state perspective, the economy is doing well. The best single number, I think, to look at right now from a national perspective is the first quarter GDP growth, which is at 2.0%. Now, at first glance, that doesn't sound that great, but if you put it in context with other first quarters that we've seen over the last several years, it's the best first quarter growth that we've had in several years, and it is a good indicator that the second quarter is going to pick up steam. So we're anticipating growth well in excess of 3% that will come out shortly.
And the labor market does continue to tighten.
Yes, that's true. Again, at a national and at a local perspective, we do a lot of interviews and survey work with businesses in South Carolina, and that is uniformly the number one concern that they are talking about, both in terms of hard skills, meaning technical skills, as well as soft skills. So things like showing up on time, passing a drug test, dress code, those types of skills.
And where are they looking to find these people? What is the solution here?
There are multiple solutions. I think the biggest priority for South Carolina right now should be focusing on continuing to match workers with employers through the technical college system and associated organizations. So we have programs in South Carolina like ReadySC and Apprenticeship Carolina that are already doing a good job at that. And I think focusing our efforts on making them more successful is the way to go.
And the technical colleges are getting the enrollees that they need to then pass on to the companies that are looking for them?
Well, many of the programs are very successful right now and have been successful. As we look ahead, the key is just to build on that success and to ensure that the enrollment and the training is keeping up with the needs of employers.
And then there's another factor that's of concern to the economy that seems to be in the news a lot lately, and that's tariffs. And
tariffs. It's a household word.
Trade wars.
Wasn't necessarily that way a year or two ago.
What's the pulse there with our business community?
It's helpful to put tariffs in context. So from a national perspective, it cuts both ways. So the potential advantages are that it can incentivize companies to move to the United States when exporting their goods to the United States to access U.S. markets becomes prohibitively expensive for them. That's a potential upside. But the downside risk comes from additional costs for materials and inputs for businesses in the U.S., as well as the potential increase in costs from retaliatory tariffs. And that's especially true for businesses that primarily sell outside the United States, so export-oriented businesses and regions, and that is South Carolina in a nutshell. So unfortunately, as the tariffs are set up now and are being proposed now, there's not a whole lot of upside for South Carolina.
Since the tariffs were first discussed, announced the possibility of them, they have now actually gone into place, and other countries have done the same. So are we in an actual trade war?
That's hard to say, because that term can mean different things to different people. But I think it is definitely true that South Carolina is at risk if we continue to see more tariffs put in place. We're already seeing some of that with the steel and aluminum tariffs. We've seen that as early going back to 2016 is when we began seeing some effects of tariffs in South Carolina, because we saw lumber tariffs that emerged between trade disputes between the U.S. and Canada. And that's resulted in a bit of a dampening of growth in the housing market at the U.S. level and in South Carolina, too. But looking forward, if we look at the potential tariffs currently under proposal, which would include cars being imported to the U.S. as well as automotive supplies, that would have an effect on South Carolina, again, because not only are we talking about additional material costs, but also if we look at those costs being passed on to consumers, that can be a consequence as well.
Well, all we can do is hope for the best.
Yes, I think the other thing to consider when putting tariffs in perspective, particularly with this administration, is that they often start with a big first opening. So they approach a lot of these policies as negotiations. So I think it's important to keep it in perspective as this is one option, not necessarily what the final result will be. So it's a wait and see situation for sure.
Joey, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike. Always good to be with you.
Joey Von Nessen is a researcher and economics professor with the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.